It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. We've made it to Hump Day, Wednesday. It's the 8th day of July. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 63 degrees.
Northbound slowdowns in American Fork. I'm Eric Butler.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Trump administration is pushing for all schools to reopen this fall. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says it's a whatever it takes attitude.
This is the time to reopen schools, to rethink school, to be more nimble, more agile, more responsive to students' needs in a 21st century changing world. This moment demands actions, not excuse-making or fear-mongering.
Now, the head of the National Education Association is firing back. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the president has made it known recently that he wants schools up and running by this fall. Seen recently, as recently as yesterday, he would, quote, put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools. Now, those comments did not sit well with the head of the National Education Association, Lily Eskelson Garcia, who was interviewed on CNN last night.
Please, under no circumstances, take medical advice from Donald Trump or Betsy DeVos, especially when it comes to the health of your children.
Eskelson Garcia is also the former head of the Utah Education Association. She went on to say that, quote, America must listen to health experts on when to reopen schools and educators on how to return to in-person instruction. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, Utah school districts are still putting together plans for the fall. KSL TV's Deanie Wimmer continues on live team coverage.
The new superintendent of JUAB announced schools will have three options available for families: all face-to-face in school, blended learning, or online learning only. The Salt Lake District showed how their teams are installing plexiglass barriers in their school offices and libraries. Many schools right now are ordering their safety equipment.
The Alpine and Tooele districts have both informed families they will be releasing their plans next week.
COVID-19 cases are skyrocketing across the country, but in some places, death rates are falling.
We're kind of having a shift in the people who are becoming sick, so we're shifting to a younger population.
Salt Lake County Health Department epidemiologist Michelle Vowles says the population in Utah is younger and overall healthier, too. Vowles also offers another theory that doctors are exploring in Europe, that the virus itself is becoming more contagious but less deadly. She says there is no proof of that in the U.S.
It's the biggest day yet for new infections. KSL's top national story, Sean Michael Lyle, is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, for the first time, the U.S. reports over 60,000 positive coronavirus cases in a single day. Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization says global counts have doubled to 200,000 a day.
This epidemic is accelerating.
Texas became the third state yesterday to reach a one-day count of 10,000 new cases. The Texas Medical Association released a chart of various activities for the risk of catching the novel coronavirus. Going to bars, sports, and large church services are riskiest. Opening the mail is the safest. They put eating at a buffet as a greater risk than hugging a friend or flying on a plane. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. A man and woman in California's Bay Area face hate crime charges after painting over a Black Lives Matter street mural. The man said, as the woman painted,
"There is no oppression. There is no racism. It's a leftist lie."
Well, those who just painted the mural on the street in Martinez say they had a city permit. And the Seattle teacher who gained fame for a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old student has died of cancer. Mary Kay Letourneau was 58. She was convicted in 1997 of rape, but later married the victim, and they had two children. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We're just now learning that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court spent a night in the hospital last month after he fell and hit his head. A court spokesperson confirms Chief Justice John Roberts was treated on June 21st for an injury he suffered while falling near his home. The injury required him to stay overnight out of an abundance of caution.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
A brush fire threatens homes in the Sandy area. Details now from KSL TV's Andrew Adams.
This woman feared her home would have burned, along with six other fences, if not for the unlikeliest of firefighters.
My father-in-law.
He arrived just in time. Crews soon joined the fight and helped save the day. While the fire remains under investigation, they say they could easily suspect fireworks, given several recent grass fires in the area.
Andrew says two police officers were treated for smoke inhalation damage estimated between $6,000 and $8,000.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. A little bit cooler today with highs in the lower 90s.
All in all, pretty quiet weather is expected this week. No scattered thunderstorms in the near future here, which is actually kind of typical for this time of year. More dry, very warm weather here. Started to get a little hotter for Friday, Saturday, but then it's going to back down again, middle 90 range for early next week.
Grant says as we start into the weekend, temperatures climb into the upper 90s to near 100 for Friday and Saturday before starting that slight cool down.
Coming up on KSL, it took 2 years for an imprisoned Utah man and his wife to get a little girl to safety.
And KSL traffic.
Some slow-moving vehicles in Utah County northbound on I-15 between the main streets, American Fork and Lehigh. Otherwise, the freeway looks good. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:06.
The mic is live.
37 wildfires in the state of Utah.
KSL's live mic with Lee Lunsberry.
More than 20 of them were human-caused.
Now on 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm excited to tell you guys about my incredible experience with Serta Pro Painters. See, I was looking at changing the outside of my house. I hated the colors, and I needed a change. So I called Serta Pro to give me an estimate, but more importantly, I needed a consultation. And that's one of my favorite things about Serta Pro. They will come out to your house, as they did mine. They drove around the neighborhood to get a feel for what colors would match, and it was a home run. So let me encourage you guys to have them come out to your house. Do that on-site estimate. But they're sensitive to coronavirus, and they can do remote estimates as well. Now, this isn't just for your home. They do commercial projects as well. Schedule that free estimate online today at SertaPro.com. And make sure you spell Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people right there in your community. Serta Pro Painters, proven and trusted experts in painting.
Thanks for starting your morning with us here on KSL. Continuing to watch the back and forth over school reopenings, and we understand that a couple of more school districts will have their plans rolled out, it looks like, next week. Alpine and Tooele districts. We'll keep an eye on that for you here on KSL.
It took most of the nearly 2 years a Utah man and his Venezuelan wife were in prison for their family to get one of their daughters to safety.
These details are being revealed for the first time in the KSL podcast, Hope in Darkness. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more.
February 2018.
Lori, who's here?
This Instagram video showed the moment when Lori and Jason Holt, Josh Holt's parents, got to meet their granddaughter, Natalia, for the very first time. But what the video doesn't show you is just how much work it took to get to that moment.
No, we tried for a long time to get her here.
We tried for a year to get the justice system for children to go into the prison just so Tammy could sign a paper.
Tammy Holt told us it broke her heart to be separated from her girls, but she trusted her mother to do what was needed for them. Maria and Josh's mom, Lori, decided the best thing for the girls would be to get them out of Venezuela to the United States as soon as possible.
Marian's dad was still alive, and so we couldn't get Marian here to the United States, but we could get Natalia.
Tammy knew. Tammy had a clear idea that she really wanted the girls out.
That's Carlos Trujillo, a Utah immigration attorney who happens to be from Venezuela.
We had to, circumvent and find ways to get permission slips, power of attorneys, and things like that. And in a country when pretty much everything is not moving forward, there's not even paper to print a birth certificate or anything like that.
Finally, my parents were like, well, I mean, is there a different way we can do it? And so Tammy said, yeah, there is, if you want to pay for it. And so we ended up having to pay a judge $800 to allow her mom to just sign a piece of paper.
I would pay that in a heartbeat, 6 months earlier.
The next step was to get Natalia to the United States.
Immigration officials and the cops would come out and they'd talk to us and they'd go back in and they'd come out and talk to us and they would come out and say that she's crying and she's so scared because she was telling them, you know, what if my grandma and grandpa don't like me?
She didn't have anything to worry about, as that Instagram video showed.
Lori, you see her.
Marianne's reunion with her mother would have to wait. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
You can hear episode 8 of Hope in Darkness free at KSLNewsRadio.com, where you will also find the video from that story. Amazing.
Becky's done such a great job with that.
Yeah.
5:09, let's get our first good look at how the roads are doing this morning, shall we? Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Eric Butler's in the traffic center this morning.
Good morning, Tim. Right now we're looking pretty good along the Wasatch Front. We did have a little bit of slow movement northbound I-15 in Utah County about 15 minutes ago between American Fork and Lehigh, but everything's back up to normal speed right now. You got 20 minutes expected travel time from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Another 20 minutes to get to downtown. If you're southbound from Ogden right now, you got dry roads and good movement all the way to Bountiful and to the downtown area. If you're on Tooele County, no problems northbound on SR 36 as we get things rolling. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and I don't think we're cooling off today. Let's check the forecast now. Back over to you, Graham.
Well, at least we got a cooler morning here along the Wasatch Front, and it should be a cooler afternoon as well. Winds won't be a big issue here. High temperatures up to about 91. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warming up to 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Crazy. It's 15 degrees cooler this morning than it was yesterday at this time. 66 downtown.
There will be shock and consternation among the teenage group of Americans like you've never seen because...
What's going on?
They may ban TikTok in America. Can you imagine? They're thinking about it. The State Department is thinking about it because it's a security threat, or at least that's what they're thinking about. Can you imagine what will happen in middle schools and high schools?
Well, it'll be a blessing in middle schools, you know.
I agree.
It's the 20-somethings and 30-somethings you got to worry about revolting.
Maybe.
Here.
Anyway, more on that just ahead. We'll talk to Connor Finnegan from the State Department just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Look forward to the conversation at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Time's running out to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win because $7,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on August 31st. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for Business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
I'm a little jealous of one of our texters already this morning letting us know they're taking their first vacation of the year 2020. Hope you have a great couple of days or a week, whatever it is. Nice to know you're out there, and thanks for joining us every morning here. If you want to join the conversation, we hope you will, on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. You can dial us up at 57500. KSL News Time, 514. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
in a recent interview, the head of the National Education Association, who is also the former head of the Utah Education Association, blasted President Trump for pressuring schools to reopen too quickly. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert will continue meetings today as he considers a statewide mask mandate. A decision is expected by the end of the week.
Third, keeping an eye on that drive this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Good movement across the Wasatch Front. No accidents or delays on I-15. I-80 is in good shape on the mounts. Just some slow-moving vehicles eastbound heading up to Parley Summit. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today. Not as hot, up to 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it's 66 degrees.
We've got Connor on the line, so let's go in depth here. The U.S. Secretary of State announced this week that TikTok may be banned. The government says the popular social media app is a security threat.
Joining us live from the State Department is ABC News correspondent Connor Finnegan. Tell us what's behind this decision, Connor.
Hey, good morning, Amanda. So the United States government has a concern here about TikTok being potentially a security threat. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling Fox News the other day that TikTok could allow the Chinese government to gain access to Americans' data, all sorts of personal information, including your location, biometrics, things like that. And so they're looking at whether or not to ban the popular app. As you said, you know, there are between 65 and 80 million active monthly users in the U.S. It's wildly popular, especially among younger people. And so they're just beginning this process now of looking at whether or not to outright ban the entire app.
These numbers are crazy. 175 million downloads in the U.S., 1 billion users worldwide. I guess they wouldn't tip their hand. Speaking of Pompeo, they wouldn't tip their hand and give us whatever proof they might have that there is a security breach of some kind, would they?
No, you know, they're very tight-lipped about those things. I talked to someone from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence who said that they couldn't comment directly on whether or not TikTok was under a current intel assessment. But they said, generally speaking, you know, there is a law in China, the China Internet Security Law, that allows the government to demand access to private companies' data if those private companies are based in China. And TikTok is owned by a Chinese company. It has an American CEO, a big American workforce. It's really tried to distance itself from that Chinese company. But at the end of the day, this larger tech startup in China owns TikTok and could potentially be exposed to that national security law.
Is this connected in any way, do you happen to know, to the story we saw the other day where Hong Kong was demanding access to Facebook and a number of other and TikTok in their territory?
You know, I think that this is all related in the sense that it's the Chinese government and what they're demanding of these companies, including American companies that work within their jurisdiction. As you said, China passed this national security law for Hong Kong, really imposing it on the territory. And the United States has said that because of that, Hong Kong is no longer sufficiently autonomous to be treated differently under U.S. law. What that national security law allows the Chinese government, the Hong Kong government, to do is to demand data from these companies, including American companies, on users in the territory. Facebook, Google, Twitter have all said that they are reviewing the law, but that they will no longer cooperate with local police when they make those demands. TikTok actually went a step further and said that they would completely pull their app from Hong Kong. And for folks who have it on their phone in Hong Kong, they'll no longer be allowed to use it. And so I think it's a sign there of TikTok, which has this, you know, sort of tenuous tie to a Chinese company and has been trying to distance itself from it. It's a sign of them really trying to prove their independence to a wider international audience, especially here in the U.S.
Boy, for anybody that's ever been over to China, I'm surprised that any citizens actually have access to all of these apps, because you have to jump through quite a few hoops with a VPN or whatever you can to get on things like Facebook or TikTok.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that speaks to the issue here for TikTok. TikTok actually started as a different app in China. TikTok is the international version of this app that was created by a Chinese tech startup years ago. It became so wildly popular in China that they actually brought it to a global audience under this separate company. But because of that connection, because it's still not quite separate enough for the U.S., that's why we're now hearing from Secretary Pompeo, as well as President Trump just yesterday, that they are reviewing whether or not to ban the app.
Hmm. We'll continue to follow it, and we appreciate your time, Connor. ABC News correspondent Connor Finnegan with us from the State Department this morning on this developing story on The In-Depth at 15 and 45. 519, let's get another early look at your morning commute, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back over to you, Eric.
Thanks, Amanda. Right now, we're looking sharp on the freeway. You've got normal freeway speeds on I-15 throughout the Salt Lake County area from Draper and Sandy northbound up to downtown Salt Lake. No trouble there. And southbound from Ogden through Weber and Davis counties, that looks good. However, on the northbound side, we are seeing some slow-moving vehicles. This is trying to exit over towards Hill Air Force Base. This is between Roy and Sunset. I-80, on the other hand, that looks pretty good out to Park City. And if you're coming in from Tooele County, I-80 or the 201 highway, no problems. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It looks like, anyway, we're going to avoid the triple digits in your 7-day forecast. We hope so, anyway. Let's get back over to the Weather Center.
Highs reaching 91 today. Won't be as hot, won't be as windy. Again, mostly sunny. Tomorrow, 94 the high and a lot of sunshine. And we heat up to 98. Pretty hot on Friday with mostly sunny skies once again. Partly cloudy, 99. So getting near 100 on Saturday. Pretty hot day. 97 on Sunday with more sunshine. And we're going to keep the same kind of heat going next week. Monday, sunshine up to 95, 93 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me check what our current temperature is downtown. We're a lot cooler, almost 20 degrees cooler than we were yesterday at this
Which
time.
Which is strange because it's going to be warmer than it was yesterday.
So what's up with that?
But it's 15 degrees cooler this morning.
Yeah, 66 degrees downtown. So we're just talking about these social media sites, and I'm thinking about this meeting that Facebook had about the ad boycott. Mm. So Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook vows that the company will get better at removing hate speech. She meets with various groups, and she said that they will get better and faster at rooting out hate speech. I don't know whether it seems like that wasn't good enough.
Yeah, ABC said it didn't go so well yesterday.
Didn't go so well. But, you know, it's a beginning. It also, at least they addressed the issue. They came forward. She said it's a big moment for all of us, especially now. Much more than words, people, organizations, and companies need to take action, and we at Facebook know what a big responsibility we have. Admittedly, they have to do more than just meet and talk. We meet in the context of what may be the largest social movement in U.S. history and our nation's best and latest chance to act against racism that has pervaded our country since before our independence. At least, you know, Facebook needed to say something.
Yeah.
Now we'll see what they do. We'll see what they do.
Well, and you've given the Facebook side of the story. The NAACP President Derek Johnson said this. He said that the meeting watched the entire conversation blossom into nothingness.
Oh, really? That's what he said. The USA Today story just quoted her.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I need to look that up. Blossom into nothingness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow. He didn't have a good feeling of it at all.
So if they had hoped to come to some common ground or lay a path forward on how they could get some concessions or some changes at Facebook, it doesn't sound like that was accomplished.
I wonder what he wanted.
I don't know. That's a great question, too.
Hmm.
What would you be satisfied with? A lot of people feel like at this point, nothing is, no change, no offer seems to be enough.
Yeah.
With what everybody wants to do so quickly now.
I'll research that and see if I can find out what he went into the meeting desiring.
Yeah. Coming up, Sean Michael Lyle waits in the wings. We'll get a look off the radar and check how old Sean is in dog years, I think. And we'll also check your money news coming up next.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup.
Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Just exactly how old is that in dog years? Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, you can forget that old adage of 1 human year is equal to 7 dog years. Lauren Green from an old TV commercial.
Danny's a 14-year-old alpha dog. That's like 98 to you and me.
Well, a study published in this month's journal Cell System has a chart for a more accurate comparison. Most dogs are adults and can have puppies at 9 months. A 1-year-old dog is the same as 30 years for people. But dog aging hardly changes throughout adult life because they don't have the DNA markers humans do. So a 2-year-old dog is like 40, but they're equal to 65 at 10 years. And that 14-year-old Danny, he's just 75, not 98 like Lauren says. And that's why he was still chasing sticks in the commercial. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Lauren Green. There's a name,
so interesting.
There's a name I haven't heard from in years. Yeah, Bonanza. Yeah. And more recently, I guess, even though it wasn't that recent, Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, wow.
People may remember him from, but yeah. From my childhood, Bonanza, yeah.
Watching Utah's Money Now, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bang. Airline insiders say bookings are beginning to tumble as the number of coronavirus cases rise. Also hurting air travel are regulations in several states requiring visitors to quarantine themselves for 14 days upon arrival.
Optimism of an economic rebound sent stocks surging this week, and gold hit its highest level in 9 years. The price for the metal now above $1,800 an ounce.
Gen Z is the group of people born after 1996, and economists now believe they will suffer the longest financial problems from the pandemic. Experts say currently there aren't many pathways for the youth to start their careers.
Did you see the Hamilton effect on Disney Plus downloads?
I did not.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm curious.
All right, so from July 3rd through July 5th, the Disney Plus app was downloaded. Now, this is just digital downloads. This doesn't include what may have happened online. The Disney Plus app was downloaded 513,000 times globally, 266,000 times in the U.S. So the global tally, 47% higher than average over the last 4 weeks, and the U.S. downloads 72% higher. Going into the weekend just because of Hamilton. So
I have tunes stuck in my head. I wake up in the middle of the night. I have a hard time falling back to sleep because I've got Hamilton stuck in my head.
Well, if you can wrap your way through all of those, I'd be very, very impressed. So Disney getting some of their return on that $75 million they paid for the rights to it, it sounds like. Dow Jones Industrials this hour up, but just slightly, 14 points. The S&P also in the green by about 5, and the NASDAQ is up 34 this hour.
An early look at your morning commute next on KSL.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag. A doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
529, and a quick look at how the roads are doing to start this Wednesday, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Eric Butler, how are we doing out there?
Well, I can't complain about anything at the moment, unless good speeds get you down. I-15 looks good right now, northbound from Provo all the way to downtown Salt Lake City. If you're doing that whole trek, expect about 40 minutes there. And you got dry roads southbound through Weber and Davis counties, so it looks good on I-15 from Ogden down through Bountiful. Legacy Parkway, 215 West Belt, running by the airport, and the 215 West and East Belt in Salt Lake County, all looking in good shape, as well as Tooele County for northbounders on SR 36. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th, and let's find out what the forecast looks like for today. Back to you, Grant.
Heats up to 91 today. We get a lot of sunshine. The wind's not as big a deal today, and then 94, a little hotter tomorrow, more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It is 66 degrees.
Good movement on I-15. I'm Eric Butler.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
An increase in COVID-19 infections has Governor Gary Herbert reconsidering the idea of making masks mandatory for everybody.
National retailers are asking for masks. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
The concern for public health officials is the capacity of the hospital system in Utah. The Deseret News reports the Utah Hospital Association sent a letter to the governor and other officials saying they're projecting an impact that would be unsustainable if the case numbers keep growing. Governor Herbert met with legislative leaders on Tuesday, and he'll meet with his pandemic response team today before he makes a decision. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Some of the nation's largest retailers are also asking governors to approve mask mandates. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik continues on live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Tim, the Retail Industry Leaders Association represents a number of big companies like Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and Walgreens. They're saying local health orders across the country have put them in difficult situations, and it creates confusion, leads to conflicts between customers and store employees, like this one at a Costco in Colorado.
So you're going to take this car from me.
Sir, have a great
full
day.
Of stuff.
We're no longer welcome here in our warehouse. You need to leave. Thank you very
here,
much.
You put it on. I'll give you my card. He's going to take the card away. There he is, walking away with all my stuff.
Specifically, they're calling on retailers to respectfully ask those governors that haven't yet required masks in public to do so immediately. The National Governors Association said yesterday they are currently considering the request. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is urging mask mandates in order to send a clear message that wearing masks helps prevent the spread of the virus.
So if you say it doesn't matter whether you put it on or take it off, you're giving a wrong mixed signal. The signal should be wear a mask, period.
Dr. Anthony Fauci warned yesterday that the country is in a resurgence of new cases, particularly in the South and West.
Salt Lake County's starting up its free drive-through COVID-19 testing again in neighborhoods that have been hard hit by the virus. Deputy Mayor Aaron Litvak says they'll also be getting the results in batches.
That will allow us a much quicker turnaround to get in touch with those families, because we'll be able to get the results exactly from the testing event that we had instead of us having to search.
The county is working with community groups to advertise the events. Last time they were overwhelmed by low-risk people who lived outside those areas. Specific locations and times will still need to be worked out.
It's another major milestone for infections. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the U.S. topped 60,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day for the first time. The mayor of Phoenix worries as hospital beds fill up in Arizona.
We are worried that the system that is already in crisis will only get more crowded.
Texas became just the third state to have 10,000 positives in one day on Tuesday. President Trump made his case to send kids back to school yesterday, saying he'll pressure governors. We just heard Dr. Tony Fauci of the White House Task Force. Well, he agrees in principle of what the president said.
Having children not being able to go to school has ripple effects for the family.
But the president of the National Teachers Union warns opening schools is a risk for educators. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The Supreme Court reports Chief Justice John Roberts was hospitalized overnight last month after cutting open his forehead in a fall near his home. Doctors say it was unrelated to a couple of seizures he experienced in years past. And a federal judge rejected an emergency appeal by the operators of the Dakota Access oil pipeline after they were ordered to shut it down. Environmental groups sued on behalf of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe.
You need to do environmental analysis on the risks of the thing before you operate it.
The pipe must be emptied by August 5th so an environmental study can be completed. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The president of Mexico will visit the White House today. ABC's Andy Field reports the trip getting a lot of criticism.
Mexican diplomats and opposition leaders telling their president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, that it's physically risky and politically tone-deaf to meet President Trump during the pandemic. They are warning Obrador he risks public humiliation from a president who's called Mexican immigrants rapists and animals. Obrador saying President Trump has been more respectful than before and that he's coming to celebrate the new U.S.-Mexico-Canadian trade agreement.
Let's get a look now at KSL weather with Grant Wayman. A pretty quiet week ahead weather-wise.
Generally, we see that what we call the monsoon pattern getting here by, say, the middle of July or so. And so that means from the south, the higher humidity start to creep in. We start getting those thunderstorms that tend to billow up in the afternoon. But not the case at this point. And it's typically a dry time of year.
Grant says we're really not expecting storms of any kind within the seven-day forecast. Temperatures will be a little cooler today with highs in the lower 90s, but we climb to near 100 on Friday and Saturday.
Coming up on KSL, a new documentary features a former gang member who became one of Hollywood's most favorite tough guys on screen.
And KSL traffic.
A little bit of northbound slowing, I-15 running by the west side of Hill Air Force Base. Otherwise, I-15 looks good along the Wasatch Front. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:35.
The voices of news and thoughtful conversation.
David Dujanovic at 9.
Boyd Matheson at 11.
And Lee Lonsberry at 1.
These are your all-day companions for news on KSL News Radio.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all, cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
Thanks for waking up with us here on KSL. If you're just joining us, Governor Gary Herbert now reportedly reconsidering the idea of making masks mandatory for everybody. We have team coverage of that here for you this morning.
It took nearly 2 years for lawyers working on behalf of a Utah man to get his stepdaughter safely to the United States after his arrest. Utah immigration attorney Carlos Trujillo did countless hours of pro bono work for Josh and Tammy Holt, including working to get Tammy's daughters out of Venezuela.
We had to, circumvent and find ways to get permission slips, power of attorneys, and things like that. And in a country when pretty much everything is not moving forward.
The latest episode of Hope in Darkness, a podcast about Josh Holt, offers details about that process that have never been made public before. It's available now at KSLNewsRadio.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
A custom casket is being built for the funeral of the world's longest surviving conjoined twins who died July 4th in Ohio of natural causes. Donnie and Ronnie Gallion were 68 years old. They were born joined at the abdomen and claimed the world record for conjoined twins shortly before they turned 63 several years ago. A funeral won't be held until next week so they can get the custom casket made.
One of the toughest guys in Hollywood is the subject of a new documentary.
My name's Danny Trejo. You might have seen me once in a while.
And now the quintessential tough guy from films like Con Air, Desperado, and Machete is the subject of the new documentary Inmate Number One, The Rise of Danny Trejo, telling his story from drug-addicted gang member to prison inmate to movie star. But Trejo says the documentary's not about ego.
What I wanted to do was just give people hope that are in a hopeless situation, and prison is a hopeless situation.
Inmate Number One, The Rise of Danny Trejo, is streaming everywhere now. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
He was just a guy who it looked like you wouldn't want to mess with.
Yeah, for sure.
Danny Trejo.
5:39, let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back to you, Eric.
Thanks, Amanda. Right now, we're looking at good speeds along the Wasatch Front. Really no troubles as you head north from Provo or south from Ogden towards downtown Salt Lake City. I-15 looking fine in both directions. We still have a little bit of northbound congestion near Hill Air Force Base, edge of the west side of Hill Air Force Base, as you move from Roy up, actually Sunset up into Roy, so more like Sunset as you head north. The 215, belt route's looking good on all sides right now. For the northbounders on the west side and east side, looks good heading up. And as you move north in Tooele County, SR-36 also in solid shape. No accidents or delays going up to Lake Point and I-80. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utahns take care of each other. There's only you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Warm today. I guess we're getting used to this, or hopefully you're getting used to this. Let's go back to Grant.
Heat's up to 91 today, mostly sunny skies. Not nearly as warm this morning, so that's been good. And the winds are lighter today. Lots of sunshine. We're up to 94 for tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, 66 degrees.
You know, we get those numbers every day that show the number of new cases that the health department has reported for people who have contracted COVID. And on the days when there are people who have died from COVID, they report that number. It's important to take a look at those numbers over time and get a perspective. And that's exactly what Dan Baumas does for us. Coming up in a moment, we'll have an in-depth report right here on KSL News Radio.
Want to stay with us for that at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
For most of the people that walk in our store, it's been an ongoing, nonstop issue. They're searching, they're grasping at straws because they've been trying other products and they've bought something that they thought was going to help solve their problem, and it didn't.
You're listening to Beth, an arch support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
A client came into my store last year that has had plantar fasciitis for 30 years. He literally walked in with a handful of products and said, "This is what I've been wearing." I looked at him, I said, "Are you kidding me? I've been here for 14. Where have you been?"
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
I'm just sad that he spent so many years with so much discomfort. I helped relieve a problem that's plagued him for 30 years. I mean, how do you not go home and talk about that?
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Governor Gary Herbert will continue meetings today with experts as he considers a request for a statewide mask policy.
Second, Sandy firefighters made quick work of a brush fire that briefly threatened homes yesterday and damaged some fences along 101st South. Two police officers were treated for smoke inhalation.
Third, keeping an eye on the roads first thing this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
The only issue right now is northbound, as far as delays, northbound I-15 near Hill Air Force Base in Sunset. We do have a crash northbound Santaquin, 1 mile north of Santaquin. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, not as hot, up to 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
66 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
The president of the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union, speaking out against President Trump's push to get schools reopened in the fall no matter what. Lily Escalin-Garcia, in a video statement, says leaving everything up to the states or the school districts is a callous act against teachers. And she says to President Trump,
I want him to sit there for 7 hours, 5 days a week, and have those kids cough and sneeze on him.
The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says state mask mandates would certainly send a message to the country.
So if you say it doesn't matter whether you put it on or take it off, you're giving a wrong mixed signal. The signal should be wear a mask. Period.
COVID-19 hospitalizations up in 28 states. A new book written by President Trump's niece says the president's father shaped his son into a liar and a cheater. The White House says the president's father was warm and loving. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Every day we get the number of new COVID-19 cases from Utah State's Health Department.
KSL News Radio's Dan Baumus reports that over time, those numbers have an important story to tell.
Utah's seen higher case numbers this summer, and those trends over time provide perspective, as state epidemiologist Angela Dunn told Dave and Dujanovic.
It is a higher plateau with cases around, 5 to 550 per day, but it is a good sign to see that plateau, and we need to start seeing that decrease.
A dashboard available at coronavirus.utah.gov helps with analyzing what those daily case numbers mean. For example, Dr. Shankar Swaminathan, the head of University Healthcare's Infectious Disease Program, tells us it's not just older people going to the hospital with COVID-19.
65 to 84, there were 403 patients hospitalized. 45 to 64, 642. 25 to 44, 399. So you can see that the number of people who end up in the hospital is the same for age 25 to 44 as 65 to 84.
The ethnic breakdown of the outbreak is another story. Latino Utahns make up 14% of the state's population, but 43% of all the cases. The health department is providing materials in Spanish, but State Senator Luz Escamilla says there's no substitute for talking with somebody you know and trust.
So right now we need to use the organizations that already have trust relationships with those communities to go and tell them what to do, to bring them resources, to make sure that housing and food security are being, addressed immediately so people can isolate and not get other people sick.
And the numbers will tell us when we're finally coming through the worst of it. Dr. Swaminathan.
2 weeks of decreasing or stable cases, which we haven't seen.
Dr. Dunn says individuals taking responsibility will get us there.
Physical distancing and wearing face masks, so it's working. And what we're urging the public to do is continue these efforts so that we do see a decline and we all feel comfortable sending our kids to school in the fall.
Dan Baumus, KSL News Radio.
That's been one of the more interesting things to follow is how people of color, not just in the United States, but around the world, have been more highly affected in a serious way by this virus. And on the same token, they're talking about the genetics in parts of Asia that have actually, for whatever reason, and they'll continue to investigate, benefited, like the population of Japan, for instance, have benefited because of their genetics to this. A lot of it has to do with comorbidities, of course. But
And you wonder, is it connected in any way to jobs performed? So is it connected to people of color performing jobs that they continue to have to show up to, so they're more exposed, so they are getting the virus in larger numbers than those of us who are able to stay home?
I would imagine that's a factor in the number of people that actually are found to be positive, but it doesn't explain the higher death rate.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and so... Interesting, though, and our thanks to Dan Bomas for continuing to break down those numbers, something we're going to continue to do, obviously, with the help of not just local authorities, but nationally with the help of ABC News. On the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 5:49, it's time again to see what's happening on the roads out there, or better yet, what's not happening from what I see on the UDOT cameras. This look brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards, and it's Eric Butler in there this morning.
Well, there is something happening. Northbound I-15, this is between the Clearfield and Sunset. You've got some slow-moving vehicles running along the west side of Hill Air Force Base. Again, this is on the northbound side, so this might be folks trying to get up to the Air Force Base to go to work. I-15 southbound from that point in Ogden all the way down to Bountiful. That looks good this morning. We do have an accident in the far reaches of Utah County. This is northbound I-15, about a mile north of Santaquin. Now, once you move past that spot, no real trouble as you go through Provo and Orme all the way up to the point of the mountain and through Draper and Sandy right now. Not enough congestion to cause delays. Did you know that Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment? Everything from skid steers to chop saws and forklifts to generators. They can service and repair at a Diamond Rental near you. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast and see how hot it's going to get. Back to you, Grant.
Won't be as hot today, and the wind's not a big issue this time around. Sunshine up to 91. Tomorrow, 94 the high and a lot of sunshine. And it gets much hotter Friday up to 98. And again, mostly sunny. A few more clouds in the afternoon on Saturday and a really hot day up to near 100. We'll say 99. 97 sunshine on Sunday and 95 the high on Monday. Again, with lots of sun, 93, sunny Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 66 downtown.
Markets, after a tough day yesterday, are taking back some ground slowly but surely. Just in case you missed the closing numbers yesterday, the Dow, after finishing up, 472 the day before, took about 400 of that back. So this bumpy ride continues. And I guess it's just going to be that way for a while. We'll check your money news when we come back.
There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448. 4448.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa.
Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The Retail Industry Leaders Association sent a letter to all the nation's governors asking them to make wearing a mask in stores mandatory. The association includes Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and some other major chains.
The Labor Department reports more than 10 million Americans are categorized as temporarily out of work. And while many businesses are reopening, economists say historically 30% of temporary unemployed workers never get their jobs back.
Vivint Solar has just bought out by its competitor Sunrun Inc. This will make Sunrun the third largest solar provider in the U.S. The $3.2 billion deal was completed using mostly stocks.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment and see what's going on. The futures are up slightly. Dow futures up 39. That's a little over a tenth of a percent. The S&P futures up 6.6, about two-tenths of a percent. NASDAQ futures up 43.5, and that is, let me see, four-tenths of a percent. Should we check oil?
Yeah.
Oil's up 2 cents, Tim. Oil's up 2 cents. We're at $40.65.
Well, I guess 40 is better than negative 40, where we were a few months ago. But
isn't that crazy?
40 is still about almost half of where they'd like to be, I'll tell you that. And I took the truck in the other day. I've been riding the motorcycle a lot, so I haven't had to fill up the truck. But it's a diesel. And diesel, for the first time in maybe my adult life, was less at the pump than regular. It was $2.14 the other day for diesel.
Oh, wow.
So I filled that sucker up.
Oh, yeah.
And gold prices, the other thing people are keeping an eye on. It extended its climb above a 9-year high as traders see few limits to central bank stimulus. So where's gold this morning? $18.15 an ounce, up another $5.
We'll take that.
Yeah. If you happen to hold gold in your portfolio, you take that. Give us a couple of minutes. We'll see how the roads are doing as we head for the 6 o'clock hour.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve! It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Lagoon's biggest summer discount is only at Deseret Book. Find meaningful gifts for your friends and family and earn Lagoon discount passes at the same time. Visit DeseretBook.com/Lagoon for details.
July in Utah means July heat.
Very, very hot. Lots of sun.
90s on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
The 90s can mean storms,
but they can also mean fire.
Get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s,
mornings and afternoons
on KSL News Radio,
Utah's all-day companion for news.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time is 5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Eric?
Right now, looking good on I-15 for the most part. We do have some northbound congestion. It's starting to build even worse, though, as you head up towards Hill Air Force Base, starting at around SR-193. Once you move past that exit, this on the northbound side, it's going to be pretty thick and slow until you get up to Sunset. By the time you can move into Roy, a lot better. The rest of I-15 looks pretty good along the Wasatch Front. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit DurdensAppliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Normal high for this date, 91 degrees. Our expectation, 91 today, with no chance of any precipitation.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.